Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting third. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting second. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from May and he is out, Alley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley takes first base on ball four. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raider moves to third. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raider fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Wills steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Manny Mota pinch hits for Matty Alou. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing center field. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from May and he is safe. Miller steals second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Alley covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Clendenin reaches third base with a triple. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Sisk moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Sisk moves to third. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Mota reaches second base with a double. Sisk scores. Potek moves to third. It's 2-1, Astros. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota. Menke reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb takes first base on ball four. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wills takes first base on ball four. Kolb moves to second. Dave Justy now pitching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Freddy Patek. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing center field. Steve Blass now pitching. Bill Mazeroski now playing second base. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kolb. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Stargell throws the ball into Wills, who tags Simpson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy strikes out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills juggles the ball. That's an error on Wills. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn bunts towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Blass covering, for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Menke takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field. Kolb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kolb. Here's the throw into the infield and Menke is out. Staub scores. It's 5-1, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.